Hey guys, it's Let's Talk About Sex Podcast back again for another episode. Just want to thank you, everyone. I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode, my previous episodes, and hey, any episodes to come, please share. Tell a friend of a friend of a friend, a coworker, family member. Also, to be also very, very, extremely helpful for all you listeners, all my podcast listeners, if you could rate me on Apple and Spotify and wherever you're listening to me at, it will help me so much. I would love to be on the charts as a top podcast, regardless if I'm the top 200. Like, that would be super dope. But I want to say thank you for listening. Follow me on social media, hit me up, email me, all that fun stuff. So I have a big thing with, like, vaginal hygiene. Like, for me, my vaginal hygiene has to be on point, because as women, we can smell ourselves when you're sitting down. You can smell yourself when you go to the bathroom and you come out. You can smell yourself when you're wiping, like, all that. Like, women can smell themselves, so there's no reason why any woman should smell a certain way. That's not normal for them. And if you do smell a certain way, then you should be at the doctor's office, you know, seeing your gynecologist, so you can get that taken care of. And, you know, again, back to this group I'm in on Facebook and this and other groups, it's like a lot of men like to like eat their woman's pussy and ass when she gets off work. No shower when she's been working out all day, no shower. Just like, there are literally men out there who like stink ass and pussy, which I find absolutely disturbing, because there's no way I could do that. Like, because of how I am, I'm just like, it can never happen. I'm like, no, ew, don't touch me, let me take a shower first. Like, regardless, even if I don't smell, because I don't want to keep myself very clean, but it's like, for one, where I live, it's hot as fuck, so if I've been sweating, if I've been working all day, which means I've been sitting, like, no, I need to go take a shower. I could have took a shit, you know, at work or throughout the day. Like, why would I give you that? But there are men that actually enjoy this. If you're one of those men that enjoy that, wow. And if you are a woman that gives your man or a woman that, like, why do you do that? Does that turn you on, or you do it to turn him on? And then also, it's like, there are some women that I'm just like, how do you not smell yourself? Because I've been in the bathroom after certain women, and I'm just like, how do you not smell what I smell? Because if I can smell that your pussy smells stink and musty and sweaty after you leave the bathroom, I know you smelled it, because the whole fucking bathroom smells that way. You know, just like, it's super crazy, because it's like, is your nostrils not working? Or maybe they're just like so immune to their own smell that it's just like, oh, well, that's just how I smell, so I'm gonna deal with it. But it's like, no, sweetheart, please get that checked out. And also with men, I don't know if men can smell themselves, but it's like, men's areas, dick areas, can smell too, because you have hair, just like women have hair. It harbors sweat and bacteria and stuff too. So it's like, you guys smell. Like, do you guys smell yourselves? Would you guys give your women or men dirty dick? Like, is that what you do too? Like, is there, like, same-sex men couples who like dirty dick and ass? And is there, like, same-sex women couples that like dirty ass and pussy too? Like, I don't think any woman will personally like that, because I know I wouldn't be sucking no stink pussy or eating no stink ass from a woman, because that's trifling. And hopefully no man is doing that, and no woman, like, hopefully just no one is. But I also know that there are fetishes out there, like, there's millions of them, and I'm sure there are men and women alike who has, you know, that type of fetish, and you want to do that. And of course, if that's what you do, then that's just what you do. But I'm just like, I just cannot do it. And you know, there's just, I just don't know why there's like so many different soaps, and you can shave, you can get waxed, you can go to the doctor, get on some medication, you can do all these things to have yourself stay fresh. You know, there's feminine wipes and things and towelettes, and men, there's, you know, regular wipes that men can use and stuff. It's just absolutely disgusting, and it bothers me as a woman to know that there are women going around here with stink vagina and pussy. Like, you smell yourself. I smell myself. You all can smell yourselves. So if you're one of those people who have a stink vagina, please get that checked out. Please go to the doctor. Please use different feminine products to see what works for you and get your pH balance back on track. And if you are a man that likes that, well, all right. And if you're a woman that likes that, more power to you guys. And you know, hopefully everyone's just keeping it clean and fresh, and you know, not giving anyone dirty anything again, unless that's your thing. But I just had to say something about it, because it's just atrocious, it's disgusting, it's trifling to me, and it bothers me because it's like constantly. But that's all for this one. I know it's short because, I mean, there's nothing more you can say besides clean yourself and get checked out. But anyways, thanks for listening to this extra short episode. I will be coming back with more, so just be patient. Stay tuned for more. Please listen to my previous episodes. And please tell someone about my podcast, as well as rate me on Apple, Spotify, Google, and wherever else you may be listening to me at right now. Bye, guys. Behind closed doors, I'm a fool for your love.